Immediately after my arrest, I was questioned several times. But it was only a matter of finding out who I was, which didn't take long. The first time at the police station, nobody seemed very interested in my case. A week later, though, the examining magistrate eyed me with curiosity. But to start with, he simply asked me my name and address, my occupation, and my date and place of birth. Then he wanted to know if I'd chosen a lawyer. I confessed that I hadn't and inquired as to whether it was absolutely necessary to have one. "Why do you ask?" he said. I replied that I thought my case was very simple. He smiled and said, "That's your opinion, but this is the law. If you don't choose a lawyer yourself, we'll appoint one for you automatically." I thought it was most convenient that the legal system should take care of such details. I told him so. He agreed and said it showed how well the law worked. At first, I didn't take him seriously. I was shown into a curtained room. There was just one lamp on his desk, which was shining on the chair where he made me sit while he himself remained in the shadow. I'd read similar descriptions in books before, and it all seemed like a game. After our conversation, though, I looked at him and saw a tall, fine-featured man with deep-set blue eyes, a long grey moustache, and a mass of almost white hair. I found him very reasonable, and on the whole quite pleasant, in spite of a few nervous twitches he had about the mouth. On my way out, I was even going to shake his hand, but I remembered just in time that I had killed a man.